Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
217.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears were without their leading tackler last week against Green Bay, and he's not a sure thing for this Sunday against Detroit.
Danny Trevathan didn't play. You know, that's one guy I think who you add him in there and there's going to be a takeaway. There's going to be a big play. Somebody would get to Brett Hundley early on in the game.
Former Bear Lance Briggs on The Score with Lawrence Holmes last night also emphasized the need to force turnovers every week. Bears getting ready for the Lions. Baseball, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, and Steven Strasburg are the National League candidates for Cy Young. While in the American League, it's Corey Kluber, Chris Sale, and Luis Severino. The envelope to be unsealed tonight. NBA and the Bulls at Oklahoma City tonight with Lauri Markkanen expected to play. And you should see Chris Dunn getting his first start for the Bulls with Justin Holliday out on personal business. Hockey and the Blackhawks hosting the Rangers tonight. Goalie Corey Crawford would look to prove fluke his last outing where he allowed six fast goals. And President Trump would like a thank you from the UCLA hoopsters who were busted in China for shoplifting. Trump apparently got in the ear of China's president in getting the situation resolved, including their return to the United States. Extradition. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And the 4,000 ACE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care have the state-of-the-art tools to keep your car running newer, longer. Come in today and get $100 off a purchase and $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's time for transition. First, we got to get a few thank yous. Michael Irvin, Patrick Manley, Matt Harpring. They were all great today. Our producers were Rick Camp, Jay Sawoski, Ray Diaz, and Brian Gerch. Joe and Mark handled the updates. Tomorrow, we have Mike Florio, because he couldn't do the day, Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus, Pick a Player, and Paul Charchian. I'm in the performance studio. Bernstein and Gay, better perform.
There's a bunch of men in here that are waiting for a performance.
They are going to be let down.
Hey, you can pick your instrument.
If you wanted a snapshot, drums, a snapshot of the score fan, this is it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a
I'm just waiting for like one scraggly brother to walk in here.
I was just going
to
say, not black.
We just need one. We just need one. Yeah, to represent like the 17% or whatever. But yeah, this is it right here, ladies and gentlemen. I wish, can people see this? Can in case we
are
need
we
this
on
for
I believe
for legal ramifications.
To, yeah, I'm not sure if Brian Gerch is actually. I think that light's on. I would assume.
Yeah.
He
is. So people can see these guys.
Video.
Oh, sweet. Hope none of you have warrants. Yeah. You guys are going to be on for 4.5 hours. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Holding it down solo as always. Looking good. Well, not as always, but when you do, it sounds good.
I try. You know, keep the tool sharp. This is fun for you guys, though, right?
Terry? Yeah. Every day. Terry.
Well, Terry.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not here every day.
Not really, Terry's always, it's always good to hear his voice, to see how he's doing, and of course we're celebrating his book, because his book is his life. It was 165 pages of Terry Borz's life.
The pictures are worth the price of admission. His high school prom picture is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
How about the swagtastic Borz standing next to a 69 Dodge Charger in the button up and the slacks, where it was like Terry looked in the mirror and was like, "You got him today, boy."
But like, just how but he talks about the relationship with that car, just how proud he was of that particular automobile, what it meant to him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's great stories in there. It's
terrific.
And I'd mentioned that I had heard almost every anecdote, right. And obviously you worked with a guy for 17 plus years. I mean, you know all that stuff. But it was the depth of the high school drag racing stuff. And I didn't know. I thought it was just a lark. I didn't really know how important it was.
Pop's telling him he'd never drive his Dodge. Was it Pelora or was it what was the car, the gold car that he mentioned in the.
That was a family car.
Yeah,
right,
he was never ever going to touch that one. Yeah, and Terry looking in his pockets like, all right, how much money do I have to get a small soda and maybe race somebody for a few dollars on the side? Terry was young and reckless, man. I appreciate that part of it, and also some
getting
of the
conned out of his money by a real drag racer.
Yeah.
When he saw some guy with his beater car, he's like, "Yeah, all right, let's go." And the guy's like, "Okay, give me a second." You know, and he comes back in like a fully blown out Barracuda that was apparently scamming everybody around with this thing.
And you can't back off because
right.
You didn't
like,
talk that talk.
But,
yeah,
but you can't show up in a different car. I mean, I don't know. You
talk
can't
that
really.
Talk.
There's no league you can appeal to at that point, right?
Sanctioned race. Right.
The commissioner comes out like, Terry, you do not have to race. Your pride is
violation
not at stake here.
Of ethics code.
Yeah, and some of the other stuff. I mean, in the end of the book where he talks about his battle health wise. You know, I was in Atlanta for some of this, but I saw the beginning of it. And Terry would always talk about his doctor's appointments. And I had grandparents. All four of my grandparents passed away due to cancer. So I was always on the fence of asking Terry like, what's going on with you? I knew he was always going to the doctor. I knew he was having his troubles, but
sure.
Then reading it and kind of living through some of it and like saying, okay, this was, I remember this point, or I remember when he felt like this day. So it was a lot in there, man. I appreciate him for writing this book. I appreciate the fact that we could still, give him the roses while he could smell them, because a lot of times we celebrate people after they're gone. So I'm looking forward to today at 5:00.
Well, that was the thing.
I'm like all these people out here. You know, I met him one time since I've got this job for 3 minutes in a commercial break. So you guys knew so much of what was in the book. Like, I was learning so much about what was in the book, and I listened to you guys a lot when I was in high school and, you know, college and all that is my connection to Chicago sports. So it just, it felt like it was, I read it in maybe 2 hours. Yeah. Like, just like what one sitting, but quick read. I say that in a good way because, like, it's like, I'm not going to stop because there was a, it would be a chapter of biographical, then it's a chapter on the score, then it's biographical, then the score. And it just, it sounds like Terry. So I felt like I was listening to the radio show that I had been listening to back in the day, except like if Dan was on vacation.
The other aspect,
like a likable version.
the other aspect that I appreciated was the homage to the newspaper industry. And learning how to write and learning how to report and learning how to write on deadline and learning from people in a rapidly changing industry that is often, too often, demonized, though it serves such a, an immense purpose. Just, I mean, you could smell the ink in the newsprint. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like the if people hadn't understood what the rough and tumble, sharp elbowed business of newspapering was like, to get back into some of that through his eyes, I think is really cool.
And you mentioned in the voice of Terry. I mean, there's a few lines that you just like, oh, Terry, what are you?
The
like,
insults are so juvenile, dude, and so perfect.
When he's talking about Murph's leather pants, and Ben says, "It takes a village, people." Like, come on, man. Like you're sitting there, you could smell Terry's cologne when reading that read.
Well, you can smell that from space.
I hope he's in rare form today, like just bathes in it, comes in here with a fistful of ones. Terry carried more cash around him than any rapper I've ever been around in my life.
Really?
Like you'd say, hey Terry, I need a five real quick.
He'd,
you know, I'm gonna catch
up, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have like $300 in $5 bills.
He was like a train conductor.
It really
he just
was.
Got off the stage. Had like the little
right. Like, did you just stop selling bags of marijuana before the show? Like, what happened
up
here?
Your price point,
dude. Because he would go bet. You know, he'd go. You know, to the OTB or stop on the way home and lay a couple of bets down.
That whole thing—that's the cash thing's a generational thing.
It truly is.
And they're like the fetishizing cash. Like, I let me see.
How much did you bet right now? I'm actually carrying them.
I
didn't know.
Well, I don't want to jump into any stereotypes.
Any guesses? I have $10, and that's all I have.
I got seven for you.
I have $10 in a grocery list, and that's which is valueless. But really, that's it.
How much?
Why do I have $71 in my wallet?
Sitting pretty, yeah.
Party. I have no idea.
That was a steak dinner lunch.
Is that an old fashioned billfold?
It really is.
A back pocket. So you get the mark in the back pocket.
Yeah. Wait, don't you have a bad back already?
I put it side pocket. I actually put it. But yeah, it's an old school wallet. I need to change and upgrade
that's,
it. This is like the oldest thing
that
I own.
That is so my dad.
That's a dad wallet.
That is a my dad wallet right there.
Like my dad gave me this wallet.
Of course. No, that's and you know because my dad. That's what it is. You can really.
You
hurt
mean
your
problems
back
come
with
that wallet? That's like a stress, you know, bills, like,
killing flies.
Right. You
know, my father's thing was he hated wrinkled cash.
I used to iron my money as a kid.
You guys are soulmates because he would and his office it was in a bank building, a skyscraper downtown, and so he would every morning he would go on his way into work. He would make sure that whatever bills in his wallet were exchanged for new bills.
Damn right. It was about presentation. I didn't have the prestige that your father had, but you don't want to just walk up to the gas station and buy, you know, a lollipop with a wrinkly dollar. You want to make sure you're handing the man the money that he deserves.
Money spends. I was happy to get rid of the wrinkly dollars. I'm like, I'm pulling one over on you. Dude, give me that lollipop.
I used to iron my money as a kid.
Wow.
I like clean money. Not clean money.
Also
but,
like a drug dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just brush the coke off of it and just go spend it. Yeah. Nah, man, that's crazy. See, me and Bruce got something in common. But today is a celebration in the 5 o'clock hour of not only Terry, but the book that he was threatening everyone with for years. because I even when I was listening, Terry would he'd hint, mess around. Those last few years, though, in the chamber. As soon, I'm saving that for the book, buddy. I'm like, no, we're in segment now.
Right.
You gotta have something right now.
We don't get this time back.
No, buddy, let's go to the
give
book.
Give me the content now. I'm hitting the button like, hey, man, say something. No, buddy, I'm saving that for the book. So he saved it for the book. We have the book. Looking forward to him signing everyone's copies that are going to be here today. We've got a couple of servicemen and women that we will be sending them out to because you got the same direct message that I got. Nice. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good day.
And you have put the clarion call out for one scraggly brother.
Yes.
Which is sung to the tune of One Shining Moment.
Yes. If not, I'm going to go downstairs.
See?
No, don't let him suck you into that.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to get you in trouble.
It's the Luther Vandross version.
I felt comfortable.
It's all good.
My bad.
It's all good. You're going to get your Petey Vesey on in a couple minutes. So you got to be careful. But I'm going to go grab a security guard or somebody and throw a score shirt on him. We need one scraggly brother. You know, I don't want to call Park Forest Bunky a scraggly brother, but
among our security guards, they're not only the old guy isn't there anymore. So the big tall old guy.
I was about
guy,
to say the tall light skinned brother looks like Blue Edwards. He's
Theodore Blue Edwards getting a name check.
He's a little squirrely. Like every day he looks at me like he didn't see me the day before. He's like yes. Oh yeah, you work here. Good day, brother. Good day. Doing? I see you every damn day. We're supposed to have a oneness. We were at the meetings yesterday. Come on, man.
He's giving you the funny vibe.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go grab him if we can't find one.
All right.
Danny.
Good. I'm
what was
done.
The talk today?
It was a stretch.
Okay.
Get over
see?
It.
But you know what?
Yeah.
That's love. Because usually we mess around. Oh my God, this was popping. This was hot. Sometimes there's nothing happening. Some days people want you to, you know, make chicken salad and you have to make it. I watched those two college games last night. I said, thank you for letting me see all your missed jump shots.
Second game sucked.
Dude.
Well, the second game, and actually the first 12 minutes of the first game.
Yes.
That game got good, though.
It did.
That first game was a good college basketball game.
But nobody wants good things to happen for Grayson Allen. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Is it no one, nobody
It took a career game from a shooter, which never happens in college.
I mean, he's one of those guys that you're happy to root against. Not me. I don't care. Yeah, I know exactly where he's going to fall in the NBA hierarchy.
Yes.
So
he'll be on the back of a bench.
Right. That's fine. But that you had all those first-round picks on the floor last night, and I know it's early in the season, but the quality and the level of basketball, you've been practicing. You know, Kentucky, if Kansas realized that they didn't have to take bad shots and they were the men on the court last night, that would have been a 15-point first-half lead. They took awful shots, and everything they got was off second-chance points. But other than that, I mean, those two games, you had that, and then other than that, you were just sitting there talking to your lady or watching some TV show because last night didn't present a lot. No Hawks, Bulls.
You know what story actually got an insane amount of reaction, and it's just like the tough on crime crowd comes out. People think that LiAngelo Ball and his two teammates should have been left in a Chinese prison for stealing sunglasses. And the reaction that I was getting, Jay, I know like what is behind it. I truly do. But I mean, you would think that they actually handle shoplifting better in China than America, based on the response that I was getting.
Yeah. Go shoplift in China. Yeah. Don't do it here because you might lose a hand.
I was just gonna say, aren't there countries where they chop your hands off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what people want?
They were like, they should be like. Did you hear Seth Greenberg last night at halftime of the first game?
Oh yeah, kicked off the squad.
Jay Williams was like three games, and then Seth Greenberg was like, actually, they're probably repeat offenders, and they should be kicked out of school.
One of them might have murdered someone.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Is there not a middle ground somewhere in between here for stealing sunglasses? Yeah, I felt like I was taking crazy pills.
You suspend him for the games that you don't care about, and this is the other thing. LiAngelo Ball is the sixth-rated freshman on that team.
Right.
Yeah,
on that
bad.
Team. So what are we talking about here? It's not like, oh, he's getting preferential treatment. No, he's really not. He doesn't offer anything. He's a 6'4 power forward who can't play. Like, what are we talking about?
How did Jerry Krause not draft him?
Yeah.
Byron Houston's like, man, if I'd have been born at this time.
Right, so Jason Caffey would be like, man.
Like, what are we doing? And then, you know, your mans comes out and he tweets about it, waiting for his
whose mans are you talking about here?
Look, I just, as,
he knows who I'm talking
as,
about.
As we were starting, as we were going on, my son's home because it's CPS conference day today. And he sent me this series of texts. Trump is helping LiAngelo Ball get out of China. Trump will personally pay his bail. Good news.
That's from your son?
Yes. And I said,
good news.
I said, dude, they're home already, and Trump didn't really do anything. He texted back, oh. He said he did reduce the price, though.
Yeah, look at that. See? No, Jason Bernstein pushing that narrative. There it is.
Stop.
Jason Bernstein also hates the mainstream
media.
He
loves the Ball family, though. Like, he was watching, he watches the high school games. What is it? What was the name of the high school?
Chino Hills.
Chino Hills. Yeah. He's been watching these guys.
The mean streets of Chino Hills.
Forever. And yeah. I don't know what the deal. Like, he just.
Well, they're fun to watch.
The
they're fun. They got floppy hair. You know, they're internet sensations.
They shoot a lot.
Yeah, they shoot an awful lot. But I mean, come on, man. What are we really talking about here? There are kids who are getting $250,000 to go play for 6 months at these public institutions. And yes, it committed a crime. Don't get me wrong. And they committed a dumb one at that.
It's a stupid property crime.
You've got to be the dumbest basketball player in the world to think that a front court of a Division I basketball team can walk into a store in China and not have eyes on you. You're walking into the Louis Vuitton store being black and 6'8", and you think that no one's watching you?
Take those.
Hey, nobody's going to see this.
They don't have cameras in China.
Right. They should have gotten in trouble for being dumb as hell, but yeah, they're getting kicked off the team and all this. Like, college basketball's got a lot of damn nerve, and Seth Greenberg, he's kind of become like the heel on that. On that broadcast, like he'll drop some dimes on you. We're like, wow, Seth, didn't know you felt that way. Maybe we need to dig into your hokey past at Virginia Tech. So, yeah, man,
it was just uncomfortable. And then Reese Davis was like, you know, I agree. And I was just like, I've never heard him have a thought.
Well, this has been the year of the great unveiling, though. Like, there's a lot of guys like, you know what? I can say this now. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I don't. LiAngelo Ball, whatever. I mean, you're an idiot for trying to steal overseas.
Yeah.
You know, knock yourself out. He shouldn't be in jail for it.
for 10 years.
I like the way they handle shoplifting. 10 years prison, minimum.
It's like,
yeah.
What?
Because we don't
doing?
Have an overcrowding prison situation anyway. But yeah. I saw that backlash today, and you know, it's just weird, man.
It's like people were rooting for them to be held in a Chinese prison. You really like that affects you. You wanted that,
and then they want them
what
out
part
of school.
Of you,
they
what
want them
what
off
part
the team.
Of you craves that? I won't understand that. damn it, they're home.
Gets to say whatever you want when you're at home and not at work. That part.
That is a big part of it. Yeah. And people, I think, love watching athletes play but hate athletes.
Oh, no doubt.
Like that's a huge part of it. They just hate that they have student debt and that they like they weren't born with a jump shot.
Dude,
or
my lady is one of them.
Shot.
My lady thinks that collegiate athletes should have the same, you know, workload as regular students. She thinks that nobody should be paid. Damn right they should go to school. And I sit there and we'll be having dinner. I'm like, I'm not gonna have this argument with you right now.
Who generates revenue?
Well, she doesn't care about that. She knows that she got her undergrad and her master's doing it the right way and all this. I'm like, yeah, but no one came to see you in your class.
Nobody cares.
No one outside of like the star point guard on the team that's trying to hit on you. Other than that, no one gave a damn about your college tenure. Like it's very simple. But people have been pocket watching for a very long time now. I remember as a kid when Ryan Sandberg was the highest paid player in Major League Baseball, and people lost their you know what. Like I think it was like $5 million. I think $5 million.
I remember the Sports Illustrated cover with Dave Winfield on it. Remember he's holding the bat over his shoulders. Mm-hmm. He was baseball's first $1 million man.
When prices of these athletes started to be published, you had the common man who was like, yeah, that's my favorite guy playing a kid's game, and damn it, I love him. And then he started saying, you know what? That kid's game screw him. Yeah, I don't have the things that he has.
It goes back to Babe Ruth. No. When people were outraged, he was making $36,000 a year.
This city,
outraged.
This city especially surprised me. I don't know when it happened. It's kind of like when I was producing for you guys. You noticed the shift in people getting mad at the owners in this city and saying that the owners were cheap to people thinking that the players were to blame for everything because of the money that they were making. So people could more readily identify with a billionaire owner as opposed to a 10 millionaire or 100 millionaire.
I wonder how much of that was concurrent with the explosion of fantasy sports and the mentality of people owning players. The mentality of saying, I have this team, these are my players, I can trade them, I can move them. I would think that would probably have something to do with it.
The difference is the owners always have seemed like they were born into this. Whereas,
they were.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For fans. And these players, you know, everybody knows a star athlete. Like, you had the star athlete in high school, or you were friends with the star athlete in college, and that guy was a regular person at some point, so you can identify with the things, whether it be drinking, partying, or, you know, school and all these. And then they hit the lottery because they worked on their game, and their physical traits got them millions and millions of dollars. That's the problem. Like, at some point, that separation happens, whereas with ownership, you're like, I've never identified with owners, so they might be. And the owners have been selling you Super Bowls and selling you, we want to win a championship and World Series, so you're more loyal to that than you are to a player who you've rooted for 7 or 8 years, and then his knees go bad.
Patrick Manley was talking about it earlier today regarding and you were talking about the response that was coming in regarding players and healthcare, NFL players, and it's amazing that people think that they were, and you saw it on the text lines,
yeah.
the number of fans that don't have the enough empathy to understand, regardless of the money that you made for literal combat pay in the NFL, it doesn't change the fact that you're still a human body that breaks down.
I get fans being more team-oriented than player-oriented because you've been a Bulls fan longer than you're a fan of any one player. Like, I get that, but aren't you a fan of both? Like, that's the part that I don't
know.
Like,
not in these days.
Root for the Bulls and then pick a side. Want the player to have the best.
You don't get points on your little, you know, clicker when you debate if you don't pick a side.
We got a big show today from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio here on the 9th floor of the Prudential Building. We're looking forward to it as our studio audience is joining us. And Terry will be here at 5. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot going on up to then as well. Cody Whitehair and Anthony Herron and Hub a little bit early today. I got some great stuff for In Other News also. So it might not have been a busy sports night last night, but that's not going to keep us from having a terrific time.
Yeah. Excellent. I can't wait. I'm going to hang out for a little bit. Can't wait to see Terry. Have a good show. They're Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Drew Brees told a local New Orleans radio station yesterday that he wants to finish his career, intends to finish his career with the Saints. If the Saints don't make that happen, they're insane. Brees is 38, but he's still at the top of his game. This season, he's completed almost 72% of his passes, and his quarterback rating is 104, which puts him in a virtual tie for third place in the league with Carson Wentz. More important, the Saints are 7-2. The Saints' mediocrity in recent years had little, if anything at all, to do with Brees, but with a porous defense. Now that the team has finally put together a solid defense, there's no reason why it can't contend the next couple of years if it has Brees at quarterback. There's one other thing. Brees played a huge role in helping the city recover from Katrina. He belongs in New Orleans until his final play, whenever that comes. I'm John Feinstein.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/gs8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We're a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
Oh, my God, hi. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets are on sale now. Stat, NUSports.com. Baseball, three outs is a must for a closer, but experience in the position, the way Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer sees it.
I don't think that's an imperative. You know, I think that all closers come from somewhere, right? Everyone starts somewhere. But there are certain probably makeup characteristics that are essential for that role.
Question popping up because Wade Davis is a free agent, making that spot a question mark on the Cubs, and it doesn't sound like the team is comfortable going full force with Carl Edwards Jr. yet. The big takeaway from the White Sox, perhaps, that general manager Rick Hahn admitting that there are still no untouchables on the Sox roster as they continue their rebuild. Blackhawks host the Rangers tonight while the Bulls are at Oklahoma City, and we will hear from Bears headquarters a bit later on as the team prepares for Detroit. Your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings, Burlington style for everyone. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's a special show for us today from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio here at our studios, CBS Radio. We're almost like one more day of CBS before we become Intercom, right?
Yeah. So the last day we should. Wow. So the last day of CBS Radio, we can send it out with Terry Bores around 5 o'clock as he starts his book signing tour today right here on 670 The Score, the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bears center guard Cody Whitehair is going to join us at 2:20. Anthony Herron will be here in person at 3. We'll do In Other News at 3:40. Hub Arkish moved up to 4 o'clock today to take your calls on the Bears and the NFL. And then Terry is going to come sit down with us at 5 with some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So we also have Twitter. It is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's the Instagram feed at Bernstein Goff Show. BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and the like. And we are also broadcasting live on Facebook. You have to like the 670 The Score page to join the conversation at Facebook. There's Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. Hello. Hey.
How you guys doing?
It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Mike McCarry, the ex-NFL referee.
Mike Carey, yes. I said he wasn't good on TV, yes.
Right, he wasn't good on TV. But I remember when you first came out, I used to watch you all the time.
Yeah.
You used to open your mouth like a fish.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know what you remember or don't remember, but I was terrific from day one on
the
air.
No, go to the tapes.
Anyway, I don't have to go to the tapes. I'm a broadcaster, man. Pereira's good at it. I'm good at it. Some people aren't good at it. And if they're not good at it, they don't last 30 years in the business. That's all.
Talk your mess.
Give it to him, Pope.
Let's go, Pope. You're out of here with that false humility. I've been good since day one. Kiss my black ass. That's my guy, Mike Francesa. I'm back on the wagon now.
Our
re-sign
producers are Nick Shepkowski.
So give me the rock now. I'm going to show you why I'm the senior. I'm going to show you why I'm the leader. I'm going to show you why I'm a winner. And he's going to show me how I can go to bed and go to sleep late at night. This is past my bedtime. I'm going to get my oatmeal and get tucked in bed.
Two shots coming. Double bonus.
Yeah, bro.
Dickie.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he's that's when Nana is, you know, trying to eat her dentures and
somebody's got to sort of quietly wheel him away from the broadcast.
And Nana keeps flashing your friends like that's we're gonna have to just turn.
Oh, awesome, yeah, baby.
He's gonna have to put that down. Yeah, he's gonna have to start bringing him to the games and turning him the other way and giving him a remote control like a baby and thinking that he's doing the game because it was I'm not an ageist, but. You're too old.
Therefore, you are an ageist, but that's okay. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Mike in Gray's Lake, who's your question for? You're on Can't Do It.
Parkson. Parks.
Parkins. P-A-R-K-I-N-S. But thank you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Of the seven major hosts, Marlene Hanley, Spiegelman Parks, Parkson.
Parkins.
And Parks.
P-A-R-K-I-N-S.
Dude, that gauntlet is no fun. I'm telling you,
that's rough.
That first year when everybody's coming for your head and you got to keep it level. Shout out to Parks.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters.
Coat drive.
Save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this live video of a grim-faced Steve Alford looking over his reading glasses as he intones about the seriousness of these shoplifters when this guy did everything he could to keep a rapist eligible at Iowa. I don't want to hear it from Steve. I don't want to hear this phony baloney seriousness and gravity from Steve.
He takes
Alford.
Crime seriously now. Come on now. Come on, Dan.
Please.
People change.
Somebody steals sunglasses. And you had a guy in Pierre Pierce who violently assaulted a woman. And no big deal. He just had his friends there from the Christian group come and have a prayer meeting with the woman to try to tell her to stop complaining about being sexually assaulted.
Trying to win a Big Ten title, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And then Pierre Pierce went back to campus and did it again.
Crazy. I'm with you. Steve Alford's just, he's a creep and has been a creep for a very long time. I don't want to hear about it from him.
Bad guy, scumbag.
That's why I appreciate the college basketball coaches who are like, yeah, this is what I do. I am in child trafficking and I make a lot of money from it. And things are okay at my house because I can sleep at night knowing that I'm that guy. You know, the guys like Bob Huggins, the guys like John Calipari. Even though John, he didn't have a good day at that media day the other day when people wanted to ask him real questions. But yeah, I don't want to hear about shoplifting sunglasses.
We should give proper credit to our engineer also. I failed to do that because I didn't really feel like we were on remote because we're here at the studio. But our engineer is Marshawn Robinson.
Welcome to Tosh.0. I'm always Team Bull. Take out as many Spaniards as possible before they torture you to death. Such a barbaric practice. The only place bulls get more abused is Chicago.
Speaking of taking out Spaniards, did you see what Dennis Smith Jr. did to Pau Gasol last night?
Yes.
I didn't know where this was going. I know you're rooting for the Bulls at Pamplona, but it was one of those great Pau Gasol moments. Because first, I saw the video, and I said, ooh, that's awesome. And then what added to it was the fact that it was Pau who is in... You know, he's so talented. He's always been such a graceful player, but I have said this before. I want to do this, and maybe Ramblin' Grimace or somebody can help me with this, with some of these highlights.
I'm going to retweet it right now for everybody out there. Bobby Corrala is the Twitter feed. Oh, my God.
And anybody who has some facility with graphic design, social media, that kind of, because I do not. But remember the Smoke and Jay Cutler meme?
Yeah.
So somebody put a cigarette in all these, because I've always said that Pau Gasol plays defense as if he's holding a large glass of red wine. that he's like moving as if it just can't spill. He turns somewhat slowly, and I'm sure, knowing Pau, it's a expensive Ribera del Duero or a Rioja, something. I mean,
Roberto Duenas. You know, yeah,
ooh, that's not an expensive one. That's big and tall and bad. But he's if somebody. I would love to see. And there's the famous shot of Vucevic dunking on Pau that Dirk Nowitzki sent out on Pau's birthday, I believe. But somebody, I would love to see a highlight reel of defensive Gasol lowlights with him actually with like a big balloon glass of red wine in his hand.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where the switch happens and you're just screaming to the rest of the people on the team. But like, I don't want to do this!
The switch didn't even really happen.
Well, he met him at the top of the
right, key. He's supposed to hand him off.
Right, he's supposed to hand him off and have good defensive principles. And Pau said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to take on the young 21-year-old spry rookie out of NC State.
No.
And that's when you got brothers landing on your head. Which is going to be a new series on UPN coming up this season, by the way.
They trot Steve Nash out there. I'm your host, Steve Nash, and welcome to Brothers Landing on Your Head. Cody Whitehair is going to join us at 2:20. He's got other stuff we want to get into, and my other sport for the day is I'm just enjoying watching this little graph of Papa John's international stock on the NASDAQ.
Well, I mean,
NASDAQ signed PZZA.
If you're going to apologize, that's the way to do it.
On
three
Twitter?
Tweets. You know, mention the Nazis, a finger emoji, like,
and then say you're only apologizing to those who found it divisive. They are getting killed.
Rightfully so.
Killed.
Rightfully so, as we enjoy Aurelio's Pizza here in the Score Studios. You can screw you, Papa John.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, 312-644-6767. We're going to get pretty guesty, so feel free to jump in. You got something to say, come hang out with us today. Got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales?
Using new moisturizer?
Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Thursday. Welcome. TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible, like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan or the awe-inspiring GLC. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Visit MBUSA.com to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy worked for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
The greatest and the future of awesome because it's so easy to use. I'm looking at my phone right now, and I've got four different apps for everything in my house. I got Xfinity Home in case I want to change the temperature or disarm the alarm in case my lady gets home a little earlier than I do. I got the My Account app, which is great. Never want to pay that bill late, ladies and gentlemen. Just go on My Account and pay right then and there. And I got the TV remote, which is I like to mess around with every once in a while, make my lady think there's a ghost in the house. I change the channel from far away. She's like, what's going on? Stop being an idiot. These are the kind of things that you could do if you are down with Xfinity and X1. And, of course, the X1 voice remote. I don't remember channels, so I hit the blue microphone and I say, go to Fighting Irish Football, and then I see a massacre every Saturday. Then you can do those things, too, if you go to Xfinity.com or 1-800-XFINITY and make sure you tell them Jason sent you. Gobble, gobble.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I can't thank enough the incredible folks here at UCLA. At the Pac-12, and even President Trump and his administration for the nonstop efforts to resolve this situation. These are good young men who have exercised an inexcusable lapse of judgment. And now they have to live with that.
That's Dan Bernstein's favorite coach.
What a scumbag.
Steve Alford. Did he mention President Trump in there too? Look at Steve covering all bases. Like, hey, shout out to my man up top who got the kids back. Wait a minute, they've been back for 3 days? All right, thanks anyway.
Right.
This is awesome. This is going to be so hilarious to watch because, you know, their team is not that good, by the way. They got all those freshmen.
Which is fine with me.
They got all those freshmen, and a couple of them are NBA prospects, but the team is not that good. They're ranked number 23 overall. The fact that he went and got that job, you know, meant that he's going to be on the national spotlight, but he didn't want to be for these reasons. But the fact that this is an international incident and you're thanking President Trump and you're the disdain I have for criminals in my locker room. Well, not really,
yeah,
Steve.
Except the rapist. This is from Jackie Treehorn, who says, I spent 4 years in China teaching at a college. I am surprised those UCLA players didn't have every security guard following them around as soon as they walked into the store. While there's less racially motivated violence there, they are every bit as racist or worse than we are. I had a buddy who says was black, probably still is. He added that parenthetical.
I mean, Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa
looks like a can of Pepto-Bismol.
It's bad.
Yeah. Somebody needs to tell him this. I digress.
That my friend would lose at least 10% of his class after the first week of classes because students didn't want to be in the black teacher's class. I had kids explaining to me black people had that skin color because it reflected their souls. I know you got soul. My experience...
I'm sorry, fellow black people, for laughing at that.
My experience was as long as you're not running drugs or killing people as a white guy... If you commit a crime, they'll just take your visa and kick you out. If you're black and steal a pack of gum, you have problems.
Well, welcome to America, too. No, dude, I did not know it was that real. Hold on. Your skin is that way because it reflects your soul. That's not funny. That's hilarious to me. And I'm black. That come on.
The Dread Pirate Roberts is here for your soul.
Yeah, man, whatever. I mean, if like I said, if three brothers think they can go into a Louis Vuitton store on Michigan Avenue and right. not get followed around, right. good luck. You going to China and doing that? And it was connected to the hotel. That's the other thing. If you're going to shoplift, make sure that you're not living in the same building you're shoplifting from. Like, if you're going to take something, where they go? up the escalator.
Right, that way. he's there at the bar.
What are you doing? What were they wearing? Their entire UCLA jumpsuit. Like, they probably went in there, like, swagged up, too. Like, Adidas, head-to-toe, UCLA, their numbers and names on the back. Kids are dumb.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. God. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited-time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. So the games last night, yeah. I was excited to watch them because there's so much talent. I got to figure out who everybody is.
Who you like. Yeah.
And that we see that Wendell Carter out there. He's 9 feet tall and long legs. Yeah. And then guys are just kicking the ball all over the place and fumbling passes off their hands. I told you it was going to be. I knew it was going to be that.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be sloppy because it always is. But how about, I guess we've lived long enough to see Duke's defense turn into Syracuse.
Dude, they came out in a 2-3. I'm like, all right, this is the initial look.
Oh, gimmick, before you right. get a timeout out of it.
And then seven possessions later, they're still in a 2-3.
You're talking about
the
one
CEO
of the.
Is one of slipping.
The, this is one of the proselytizers for man-to-man defense. For motion offense, man-to-man
Cowards
defense.
Cowards play zone.
Man, that was his a bedrock of his basketball principles. Mm-hmm. And he used to say, a lot of people think that offense is a fast car and defense is a brick wall. We like to think at Duke that our defense can also be a fast car, just like people think of offense, with relentless pressure, both physically and vocally.
You guys then, finally get to see that face.
And then, well, you got to make the face to
I
get the voice.
I cannot look at him when he does the face.
That's Duke playing a 2-3 zone.
Yeah. And forcing a team to shoot over it. Yep. And is that Jaren Jackson's kid from the Spurs?
They had Gary Trent's kid out there, and Jaren Jackson. Yep.
Shout out to Procreation. Like, you know, you wonder where these babies are going, and all of a sudden they're on your television.
Lacrosse catbird, Jaren Jackson.
Yes,
too,
yes, man. I'm sitting there watching those games last night. I'm like, all right, college basketball's back. We talked to Chris Spatola yesterday, and I caught a little bit of Purdue Marquette because Evanston's very own, Nogel Eastern, is playing for the Purdue Boilermakers, who I think are a better team than they're ranked right now. But, man, college basketball, you got to find something you like. You know, it's kind of like beer or wine or whatever. You got to
know what you like and why you like it.
Stop being these guys that want to go and watch every college basketball game. Like, you don't need to see, you know, you don't need to see Emory play, or you don't need to see Elon play, or, you know, Mercer. Just stay away from everything. Find the five or six things you like. Check a draft board every once in a while and say, oh, I want to watch that guy play basketball. A lot of those guys were on the floor last night. Kentucky was just a high school team out there in terms of strength and size and got pushed around at the end of that game.
I want to get to some of these Papa John tweets, too. They're worth reading.
What are you doing today? You're trying to anger the 17% that listen to this show.
I
told the brothers that they can't go to China with that email.
Right.
And now you're going to
tell
Papa John's. Papa John's three tweets. I don't know about you, but I'm back in. I'm going to sample their fine pizza from here on out because they gave the middle finger on Twitter to the Nazis.
You think they meant it?
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
If I'm them, I go the other way. I'm like, hey, listen. You don't like them. We don't like them. Eat our pizza.
We'll actually do the pepperoni swastika if you want.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Like, if Papa John's knew what was good for them, they should go the other way.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. A special show for us today on this Wednesday as Terry's going to join us later. We're kicking off his book signing tour for The Score of a Lifetime here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor?
New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only